Good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. What's going on, brothers? This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. Hey, y'all, what you drinking? What's in your cup this morning? You drinking some black tea, some English tea with an Earl Grey? Y'all drinking coffee, dark roast, light roast? What are y'all drinking this morning? Shout it out on Facebook and let me know what you're drinking. What's in your coffee cup this morning? Me? You want to know what I got in my coffee cup this morning? Water. Yeah, water. Hey, man, I've been doing this thing, with my wife. And I'm down 20 pounds, dude. So if you're interested, hit me up on Facebook. I'll let you know about it. Yes, this is the real deal. It does take some sacrifice and some discipline and some work. But if you put the work in, you get the results. 20 pounds down. Oh, yeah, that was 2 weeks. So like I said, if you put the work in, you get the results. Hit me up on Facebook if you're interested. So this morning, we're going to pick up where we left off in Romans chapter 4. So grab your devices and go to Romans chapter 4 with me. I'm still coming from the New Living Translation of the Bible, New Living Translation. And I'm going to start here around verse number 13. And I'm just going to go... as I was reading it and just trying to get as many nuggets out of this as I could, one of the things that I pulled out of this was, this is all ours. It's yours. One of the things that I believe, and this is me, this isn't scripture, but I believe is that in our life, we have been, I love the word bamboozled, but I don't know if it's bamboozled, it's been fooled, it's just been whitewashed, that there's something wrong with prosperity. What I need us to understand is that there really is nothing wrong with prosperity. God does not want his children to want for any good thing. That's scripture. But what we got to understand what real prosperity is. Real prosperity is a quality of life, not a large bank account. So when you really want to understand what prosperity is, what wealth is, it is a quality of life. And so, you know, my family's doing good. My kids are good. My wife is good. My spouse is good. We've got money in the bank. We can do some of the things that we want to do. We are happy. We have a relationship with God. He gives us instructions. We walk out those instructions and we see the blessings of the Lord in our lives. There's a scripture that says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and does not add sorrow. So when you start talking about prosperity, it's about not having this place of sorrow. Now, hear me. You're going to go through something in your life. That's inevitable. It's inevitable that you're going to go through something. But the catch is how you go through what you go through. You got to be able to understand that you've got to tap into the God that's in you in the midst of your issues, your concerns, in the midst of the problems, in the middle of a divorce. Can you tap into the God that's in you? In the middle of infidelity, can you tap into the God that's in you? And when you tap into the God that's in you, how you go through what you go through changes everything. You follow me? I kind of went off on a little tangent there. But I want us to understand, as I read this, you're going to get to what I'm talking about. It's yours. It's yours. All right. So Romans chapter 4, verse number 13, New Living Translation. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was based not on his obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. If God's promise is only for those who obey the law, then faith is not necessary and the promise is pointless. For the law always brings punishment on those who try to obey it. The only way to avoid breaking the law is to have no law to break. Now, see, I could stop right there and I could talk on that for a long time. The reality of that is that the law restricts. Grace gives us freedom. The law restricts. Grace gives us freedom. I'm a mess with that a little later on. Verse number 16. So the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift. And we are all certain to receive it, whether or not we live according to the law of Moses. If we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. That is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. And God said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this, he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us righteous if we believe in him. The one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. Now, I read a whole lot. I read the rest of that chapter down to, I think, verse 25. But I want to go back up here and hang out around 13. But what we're talking about here is you have to understand that what God has done here is he set us up for success. He has set us up for success. When he sent his son Jesus into the world for each of us, and for us, here it is, to believe in the work in which he sent Jesus to do for us. That's where the belief piece comes in. I believe that Jesus did what he did, and he did it for me. And that's what puts you in place to be part of the family of God. And now I have faith in the work that Jesus has done. Now I am a recipient of grace. Who is grace? Grace is Jesus. I'm a recipient of grace. And so now I walk around with grace, and I'm no longer under the law. The law kills. The letter kills, right? Listen to this. Police officer sitting in the cut. you're driving your car, you pull up to a stop sign, you do what we all call a rolling stop. You drive through, police officer pulls you over, you look at the police officer, yes, sir, you did a rolling stop, ma'am, you did a rolling stop, sir, I'm going to be giving you a ticket. But there was a guy in front of me who did the same thing, officer. I didn't see that person. Oh, I didn't see that person, but I saw you. All right, so where you going with this, pastor? All right, this is it. God is sitting in the cut. When you mess up, he didn't see it, because what he saw over, my God, what he saw over your life was he saw the blood of Jesus Christ. When you did your rolling stop, what God saw was he saw the blood. And so he didn't see. The next person didn't believe. And so when God saw them, he did not see the blood. So he had to pull them over and let them know they were in the wrong. And they needed to do better next time. That's the warning to get to a place of belief. So you got to understand that what God is ultimately doing there, he has set us up for success, that if we believe in Jesus Christ, that way we can step into the same things that he has released to Abraham, who is our father of faith. Now, let's get to this piece, right? My daddy's name was James. James didn't have a whole lot. James did not leave a whole lot for me. But if James had something and he left something for me, guess what? Then that means I have access to it. Right? Because I'm what? I'm an heir of James. Okay? So Abraham was a father of faith and he left it for us. And God promised him that, you know, he would be the descendant. He would be he would have so many descendants that he would not be able to count them all. He would be the father of faith. And so now that I'm walking with what my father of faith did, then that means that I now have access to the same things that he has. There's a scripture in the Bible that tells us that we are not only heirs, but we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So everything that Jesus has, we have. Everything that Jesus has access to, we have access to. And so you must understand that now we're not just living this life. And I started off with that little bit about prosperity. We're not just living this life, pushing through this life, drudging through this life. Oh my God. Oh me. Oh my. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to make it. And when I am not only going to make it, I am making it. I'm doing well. My family is doing well. Everything is going great. Again, this, oh God, I just heard it. I just heard this in the spirit. Your prosperity depends on your perspective. Your prosperity depends on your perspective. How do you look at the situation that you are going through based on what the Word of God says? If we're still stuck in a place where we're not listening to the Word of God, listen to me, brothers, listen to me and listen to me well. Hear this today, that it is based on you stopping, picking up the Word of God and reading for yourself. You can't wait around for me to be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You need more than that. See, one of the things when I was a pastor, one of the things that I realized is that a lot of people will come into church. They like gravy. They like gravy and they like cereal, right? They like stuff that'll go down easy and come out easy. A lot of people don't like meat. And so, you know, it's hard when you're a person who understands grace and understands that it's not my job to twist your arm into being right with God. My job is just to give you what God says. I can't get, I don't want to give you a whole bunch of gravy. Y'all, if you know anything about the black church, that gravy is the one that when the pastor, he tunes up, you know, they call it hooping gravy, or when everybody gets into a frenzy and it gets excited, all that gravy, that's the gravy. You cannot live off of gravy. Gravy, sauce, it's a flavoring to meat, but you cannot live off of that. And a lot of people want that. They just want the easy, the stuff that's going to go down easy. Right? Last night I made my mother-in-law some liver and onions with gravy. Now, I don't eat the stuff. She likes it, so I made it for her. But if you gave me liver with no gravy, I certainly wouldn't eat it. But if you gave me liver with gravy and said, this is all we got in the whole world for the next 2 years, I guess I'd probably become a vegetarian. That's a whole other story. I will become a vegetarian, okay? But your prosperity depends on your perspective. What are you dealing with? How are you dealing with what you are dealing? What's going on in your life? How are you dealing with it? How are you looking at it? Have you studied the word over the situation that you're dealing with? Has God given you instruction on how to deal with it? You cannot base it on what you see. You can't, brothers, I cannot stress that you cannot base this life on what you see. Why? Because you would lose your mind. We honor, we love, and we worship an unseen God who is doing things in the background. He is the master of the backstage. He's working it out for you. But you've got to search the word to apply the word to your situation and understand that all of it is yours. All of it is yours. You have life, and you have that more abundantly. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ came, Jesus came, so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Live in a place of prosperity. Live in a place of greatness. Live in a place of understanding. Live in a place that is stress-free. See, now the world going to tell you, oh, you got a bill due. You should be stressed. No, I'm not going to be stressed. I got a bill due, and my God said he will supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. He knows that I need to have this bill taken care of, and he will give me the resources to take care of this bill. You go to the doctor tells you, oh, you've got an ailment in your body. The world will tell you, you need to be in the bed crying and depressed because you have an ailment in your body. No, I'm not going to have an ailment in my body. I'm not going to be depressed. My God is a healer. Matter of fact, he is healing. His presence is healing. And so when I'm with him, I'm healed. And so it does not matter that what the doctor said, I'm going to trust God. Now catch this. I want you to be straight with this and hear what I'm saying. The doctor says, take this medicine so that you can get better. Take the medicine, do what the doctor says, pray and trust God. And watch yourself become healed. Why? I'm not going to be stressed by the stuff that the enemy and that the world and that life throws at me, because I have someone in God, in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit who lives in me, that is above everything. And so I'm not concerned about those things. I'm no longer worried about that stuff. There was a time that I may have been worried, but I am no longer worried about that stuff. That's it. I'm no longer worried about it because I'm covered. Everything that I need, I have it in Jesus Christ. Okay, so I may have gone off a little bit on this and not really pulled out all of this scripture. So if y'all would please forgive me, and I'll come back and we'll dig some more in Romans chapter 4. We'll dig some more, and I'll try to pull this apart line by line, precept by precept, so we'll have a better understanding of what's going on in here in Romans chapter 4 before I go to the next one. But let me tell you something. I think the thing that really stood out to me is that we have all of it. We have, it's all ours. We have peace. We have abundance. We have prosperity. We have joy. We have love. We have all of it. I got understanding. All of it because of the work of Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus never came, then I would be in a mess. But because of the work of Jesus Christ, I've got everything that I need. Everything. Everything. Everything that I need. Verse 16. So the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it, whether or not we live according to the law of Moses. If we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. That's it. That's it. All right, y'all, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence and we say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time together this morning, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your presence would flow, that your blessings will flow on the men and the women who are listening to this all over the world. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would put us in such a place and saturate us in such a place, God, of your love and your kindness, God. I pray, Father, that every ill thought, every thing that steps in our way, God, that you would give us your word, that we can combat the enemy with your word. We thank you in advance, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and everything that comes against us, we shall condemn, for this is the will of God concerning the saints. We bless you today, God. We magnify you today, God. This is our right, and this is our heritage. Oh, God, we thank you for that. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your anointing would fall upon us, that your peace and your presence would be with us as we go throughout our weekend, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives, and that we would get closer and closer and closer to you. We love you, God. We magnify you and we glorify you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, do me a favor. Share this podcast. Share it with somebody. I'll be straightforward. Please share the podcast. That's all I'm going to say. I was all over the place this morning. I got excited about the word. I got excited about what God was speaking to me as I was speaking. Went off my notes quite a bit. I was all over the place, but I pray that it was cohesive enough that you grab something from it. All right. Listen, and then I want you to, I said, share the podcast, give your life to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal savior, man, you need to give your life to Jesus. So all the stuff I was talking about does not apply if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you have not believed. And we kind of still, I won't say stuck, but we're still in that same vein of what we talked about. You got to believe. We talked about this about last week. You got to believe. We're still in that same vein. And so you have to believe on the work of Jesus Christ in order to be able to receive the gift of Jesus Christ. And what is the gift of Jesus Christ? It is grace. Holy Spirit living inside of you. Right. When somebody else gets knocked out because of their wrong, and then that example I gave, the police officer, God looks at you and he sees the blood. He sees his son's blood. Yeah. All right. So give your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says this: if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. That's what it takes. Believe in the work of Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. All right, y'all, listen. It has been great. It's a great Thursday. Have a great weekend. Spend some time doing something that you enjoy doing. Listen, Spend some time doing something you enjoy doing. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm out of here. Peace.